The prudential regulator says its intervention to limit the risks of a housing bubble in Sydney and Melbourne has forced banks to tighten up lending standards. Wayne Byers, chairman of the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, says the measures are making banks become stricter when assessing how much money to lend out to investors. I'm joined now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Peter, given the surge in real estate prices, is APRA actually confident that it's been able to kill off the risk of any bubble?
Well, APRA wrote to banks in December 2014 when housing prices appeared to be unsustainably high and told them to tighten up their lending standards. And APRA has been insisting that banks use what's known as a serviceability buffer of at least 2% above an interest rate when they're writing loans to ensure borrowers can actually repay a loan if mortgage rates hit, say, 7%. The regulator has also ordered banks to ramp up the amount of cash they have on their balance sheets to prevent against a potential shock. And that's resulted in higher loan rates for investors, which has helped limit dangerous borrowing. Residential and business borrowers have also been hit with out-of-cycle rate rises because of that. Now, APRA's chairman, Wayne Byers, stepped into the job in July 2014. And this morning he told a House Economics Committee in Canberra about why he intervened, given many red flags about real estate around the country.
The environment with which that was occurring was, in many parts of the country, rapidly increasing house prices, but high house prices, high household debt levels, historically low interest rates, and subdued income growth. And so those four factors put together suggested a degree of caution was needed. At that same time, the Reserve Bank called out the very strong growth in lending to investors as leading to emerging imbalances in the housing market. So we wrote to the banks and said we're going to be intensively focusing on lending standards, given we were operating in an environment of historically low interest rates. We didn't want banks making, or other lenders, making credit decisions based on an assumption that interest rates would stay as low as they are today forever. And this sense that there were very strong competitive pressures that were causing an erosion in the lending standards across the industry.
That's APRA Chairman Wayne Byers speaking in Canberra. So Peter, APRA also regulates the insurance sector. Did Wayne Byers have anything to say about the scandal at CommInsure, where customers and staff have been badly mistreated?
Well, around 12 months ago, APRA required boards of banks and insurance companies to assess the risk culture that they had. And so, of course, the scandal at CommInsure, which has hurt customers and damaged the reputation of its owner, the Commonwealth Bank, is on APRA's radar. Now, Mr. Byers didn't directly mention CommInsure this morning, but APRA is constantly scrutinising the sector, and Mr. Byers said that in some cases, community expectations are not being met at the moment.
In general and life insurance, we're currently conducting stress testing with a selection of life insurers and in a separate exercise general insurers to see how the industry responds to a severe economic and liability shock. And in addition to our ongoing focus on the prudential soundness of the life insurance industry following a period of underperformance, we've also engaged with the efforts to improve the standards, performance and sustainability of the industry. There's clearly been a gap between community expectation and industry practice that needs to be closed.
APRA Chairman Wayne Byers speaking in Canberra, and before him our business editor Peter Ryan.